It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Game two of the four-game set coming your way right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Paul Blackburn has been absolutely fabulous this year. He's allowed just three runs in 25 innings. He is 2-0 with a 1.08 ERA going up against Marcus Stroman, who is he's had a very good career. He's been very successful against the Athletics, and his start for the Yankees, he's 1-1 with a 2.42 ERA. But yesterday, the Athletics shut out the Yankees 2-0. The Yankees have now been shut out four times this season. Sears was great. Mason Miller was great. Gelof goes yard. If you didn't get to hear the game yesterday, my man Commander Cody put this great montage together for you.
Strike pitching in, and that's check swing, and the answer is no. Ball was inside. One ball, two strikes. Hunter Wendelstad with the balls and strikes today. John Tumpel, he got hit by the pitch, so that's what happened. It was a hit by a pitch, and Ruiz is aboard for the Athletics.
Hey, guess what? You're not yelling at me. I did what I supposed to do. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch.
We let Hunter Wendelstad explain that. There's no reason to follow up. He made it pretty clear what he was feeling as he was barking back toward Aaron Boone and the Yankees bench. And just like that, somebody's been thrown out of the Yankees bench. Hunter Wendelstad with some early fireworks, and now Aaron Boone is just absolutely beside himself trying to figure out what's going on. And we'll have to listen in a little bit. Well, what Aaron Boone is saying, it didn't even come from our dugout. It came from a fan.
It's embarrassing. It really is a bad. It's embarrassing.
With the 2-2 pitch coming up from J.P. Sears to Soto. Sweeper swung on a miss. He struck him out. That's the third strikeout for Sears. Setting up outside is Langoliers, the pitch. That swung on a miss on a slider. Down he goes. Good sequence there. He strikes out Torres. A 1-2-3 seventh for Lucas Hursek.
Swung on, driven, deep right field. Back is Soto. Up, over, out for Gelof. And the A's take a 2-0 lead. And the 1-2 to Soto. Swing and a miss. 103. Blazing by Soto. And down he goes on strikes. Another 2-2 is due Aaron Judge. Miller's ready and he fires. Fastball. Swing and a miss. What a job by Mason Miller. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. What an entrance by the A's closer. Volpe, Soto, and Judge all down on strikes as Miller overpowers the pinstripers. And the Athletics win game one of the four-game series 2-0.
It was a phenomenal game yesterday. So much fun to listen to right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Well, let's talk to a guy who called it, Johnny D, next, right here on A's Total Access.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Some people just know safe drivers save more with Allstate. Just like they know a saxophone solo makes any song smoother. See? Smooth. And they know if you're a safe driver, you could save up to 40% with Allstate. Now that's nice.
Based on the national average premium savings for Allstate customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is A's Total Access.
Johnny D at Yankee Stadium. Come on, doesn't get any better than that. You got to be having a blast.
Townie, it's amazing. Having a great time. That game yesterday was probably the most fun for me as far as calling a big league game that I've ever had. We had a blast, Vinny and I, and that was a great game, well pitched, well played. The big hit from Geloff, and you know, of course, I'm down in the tunnel. I don't get to see Mason Miller pitch that much when I'm calling these games because Vinny's calling. I'm down there waiting for the interview, so I have to wait till the highlights and see the electricity after the game. But what a fun game that was, and a big lift for the ball club to win a game and silence the crowd. And you win this game, you guarantee yourselves a split, and then you get greedy on it, right? So it really was a fantastic game. JP Sears was magnificent, as was Radom. Radom pitched very well.
Yeah.
Himself. So, yeah, good game. Incredible game overall, Tony. Yes, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, but you answered it. Was this the best game you've called since you've been in the big leagues?
It was
a great game. One thing that I've been trying to let everybody know, obviously with everything that's going on with the franchise, there was all kinds of negativity this offseason. No one really wanted to talk about the team. I'm already sensing it from our show today, having Yankee people on, that this one game, people are going, you know what? This A's team is a lot better than people thought.
There's no question. It opened a lot of people's eyes. I was asked by a lot of reporters today and different people around the Yankees about this team. And there were, of course, a ton of press around Mason Miller after the ball game. And they're talking to J.P. Sears and Zach Geloff. And I love the fact that New York Yankee people are talking about this A's club. And, you know, look, you have Paul Blackburn, the hottest pitcher going right now, pitching for the A's in this ball game tonight. So, hey, let's shock the world and have a little fun this series.
And tonight you got a guy on the mound who's been fantastic.
He really has. Yeah, he's been pretty special. It goes back to spring training, and we saw it. He's just, for me, one of the most fun pitchers to watch in baseball, just for the fact that he has such a huge repertoire. He knows how to pitch in and out, tops out about 92, 93 miles an hour, but just not afraid of contact. And he's just, he's a professor out there, and he's one of the best things going in this game right now.
And what a big lift for Zach Geloff. You know, young career, we think he's going to be a great one. That's a moment he'll never forget yesterday.
Yeah, you hit the home run in a 2-0 game at Yankee Stadium in front of over 30,000 people. He had a bunch of friends and family here. Yeah, it was a pretty big moment for him, and he was elated to be a part of it. You know, Lawrence Butler, I had a chance to talk to him today, and he just said there's something special. You get in that box at Yankee Stadium, you feel like you're in a movie. Like, it's pretty special for these guys to have their first moments here at Yankee Stadium as a big league player. Pretty cool.
Well, it sounds like the vibe is 100 times better than what it was in Cleveland, because Cleveland, it was miserable.
It was. I mean, don't tell Max Schumann that, but you're right. No, it was. It was a 44 the last day, and it was just, everybody was bundled up and everything. So it would have been nice to take one of the three games in Cleveland, but you can get right here in New York. And look, we're only in the fifth game of this 10-game trip, Townie. So there's still some time to do some damage. But you're right, going from the cold and coming here to New York, it's been refreshing for sure.
Now, you know, if anything happens at night and you get in trouble, you can call me. I'll be up late.
Townie, you're the best. I appreciate it. I may need you. Thank you.
Because I know there's, it's New York City. Some craziness can happen after the game.
Right.
Just know out here on the West Coast, I'll be up late in case you need me.
You're the best. Thanks, Townie. Appreciate it.
Have a great call.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Johnny D. Coming up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt. We're talking Yankee baseball. Brendan Cuddy, who covers the team for The Athletic, will join us right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. Now four-seamer, and that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Jessica Kleinschmidt here. Game 2 of a 4-gamer against the Yankees. It'll be Paulie B, Paul Blackburn, and Marcus Stroman towing the rubber today as far as your pitching matchup goes. So leading up to first pitch, I'm very excited for my guest, Brendan Cuddy, who covers the Yankees for The Athletic. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing really well, Jessica. Thank you for having me on. Looking forward to a fun game tonight here. Marcus Stroman pitching in front of his home crowd. He's always thrilled to do that. And the Yankees bats will be looking to avenge their blank spot yesterday against J.P. Sears, a guy they know well, and Mason Miller, who throws a bajillion miles an hour.
Yeah, perhaps you've heard of him. And let's talk about Sears, because it sounds like a lot of the bats were struggling to see the ball out of Sears. What did you get as far as the feedback goes for the bats going up against him yesterday?
Anthony Rizzo talked about how the deception on basically all of J.P. Sears' pitches were the toughest thing to overcome while facing him. Coming out of his hands, he said that, you know, you couldn't pick up the spin of the ball. And it was just kind of just a big white blur coming at you. Even though Sears doesn't throw a million miles an hour, though he's not Mason Miller, he's throwing, you know, low 90s. He does a good job of coming from that three-quarter spot and just letting it fly. So the Yankees should be and are pretty well acquainted with J.P. Sears, considering they traded him a couple of years back as part of that deal for Frankie Montas. But they weren't able to solve him yesterday. Again, the read on Sears is that the ball is just tough to pick up out of his hand. You can't really tell what's coming.
Yeah, and Sears always, he told me recently, he has something extra going up against the Yankees because of the trade. But you also said that Soto had a couple of things to say about Miller. And speaking of a guy who's throwing as hard as he can, what did Soto say about Miller's performance?
I mean, Soto noted that Miller throws hard. I mean, geez, we saw it, right? 103 miles an hour. I think it was 102 miles an hour to strike out Aaron Judge to end the game last night. Soto, you know, was impressed. He said, yeah, he throws hard. He looks like he's a good pitcher. He wasn't floored. His reaction wasn't his jaw on the floor, but it, you know, he noted just how hard the guy throws. And we've seen that all season. And what a story Mason Miller is. I think New York fans are just getting acquainted with it, but a lot of people know what he's been through and what he's come from to be where he's at today.
Yeah, Miller is just such a great story, as you said, and he really appreciated the vibe and pitching at Yankee Stadium. And I think the main storyline we don't want to take away from Sears and Miller, of course, was the ejection that happened 5 pitches into the game. You said it was some of the wildest stuff you've ever seen, with Aaron Boone getting you know, told to go back into the clubhouse. What did you see from where you were at, and how did Boone respond after?
I mean, Boone responded the way he should have responded, in that he was baffled, flabbergasted. It's one of the only times you've seen an umpire throw out anyone because of what a fan said. That's a tough mark on Hunter Wendelstadt's resume, especially considering what he said after. Kind of said he didn't care whether Aaron Boone was the culprit or whether it was his words that came out of his mouth. He said, "I don't care, Aaron. It's your dugout. You know, I'm throwing you out." That's a really bad look, especially when TV cameras pick it up. Fans get to hear all that stuff. That's a little tough. But today, there was a little bit more reaction from it. Aaron Boone said he spoke to Michael Hill, one of the top guys there in terms of rule enforcement. He's not going to be fined. And when managers get thrown out of games, they're typically hit with some kind of small fine, which tells me that MLB told him that Hunter Dunn messed up. Things should have gone differently. But we won't know, because Boone said that he won't divulge the details of his conversation with Mike Hill. But it's fair to believe that MLB sees it the way pretty much the world sees it, in that Hunter Wendelstadt kind of took it too far and made the wrong decision.
And it was interesting, because when you were referring to the wildest thing you've ever seen, this was before Hunter made those comments. Have you ever heard a comment like that from an umpire or anything related like that?
No, but we've also seen umpires get indignant before. You know, as the kids say, stand on business and just rock with whatever their call is, no matter how wrong they are, to assert their dominance and to also save face while they're on the field, right? No one wants their authority questioned when you're in a position of power. So it doesn't really surprise me that Wendelstadt doubled down, but it's just a really bad look in retrospect. Ugly situation there.
Brendan, thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Jess, thank you for having me.
Brendan Cuddy of The Athletic. Coming up next, another greatest moment in A's history, this time from the 2000 season with Vince Catronio, as A's Total Access, presented by Chevron, continues.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching, win like nobody's business, and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
At any moment, in any game, a player or pitcher can determine their team's fate. And one game that exemplifies that involves one of the greatest moments in Oakland history. In 2000, the New York Yankees were defending World Series champions after back-to-back titles in 98 and 99. The A's, meanwhile, were trying to regain some traction and return to the postseason and end a seven-year drought. Randy Velarde played 16 years in the majors, three of which were with the Oakland A's. And on May 29th, 2000, in New York against the Yankees, the team he debuted with in the majors in 1987, he was involved in the rarest of moments. Andy Pettit and Omar Olivares squared off in the Bronx and both threw a complete game. But in the sixth inning, Olivares was in trouble. A Bernie Williams triple gave New York a 2-0 lead, and a Velarde error at second base pushed it to 3-0. The next batter, Shane Spencer, was up with the bases loaded. Spencer broke into the majors with the Yanks in 1998 and hit three grand slams in his rookie season, endearing him to pinstripe fans. This time, he sent Velarde into the record books.
Runners at first and second with nobody out, a 3-2 count. And the pitch. There's a swing and a line drive right to Velarde. Velarde tags the runner coming down from first, steps on second, a triple play. The runners broke. The runner at second broke a bit later than the runner from first, who was Posada. But the line drive to Velarde as he was going towards second set up the triple play. He tagged the runner coming down and then tagged second base, and Randy gets the unassisted triple play. Well, that's getting yourself out of a spot.
It was at the time the 10th unassisted triple play in baseball history. Since then, five more have occurred, the last being Eric Bartlett's for the Phillies versus the Mets on August 23rd, 2009. It's rarer than a perfect game, and one would think reason for excitement, except in this case, Velarde in his Central Texas drawl explains why he wasn't smiling.
The reason I'm not happy is because there shouldn't have even have been a triple play done, because I had a routine ground ball to set up a double play before the triple play even happened, and I booted it. And the story behind that, Vince, was I had a, I forget what it was, 18, 22 game airless streak, and a report came to me for no unreason, just came and said, hey, do you know you've got whatever airless streak going on, and all I could think about was that, and it fast forwarded to that situation where I clanked that ball, and I'm just in my mind just not saying nice words to this guy. That how dare he even bring that up? Well, now you fast forward to the play, right? This is why you don't run the runners first and second, nobody out. It's a full count. We got Shane Spencer on the at the plate. I can't remember. I think it's. Well, it's got to be Hernandez. Anyway, the play is going to go to the middle. I'm going to take the backyard pick at second instead of them throwing to third to open the hole, because Shane Spencer's a pull hitter. So the runners take off, and I'm already playing Shane poolside on the second base side. And, I mean, I just start walking to the bag, and he hits a soft line drive to me, catch, tag, and look at the umpire, and you should see the look on my face. I'm like, that was three, right? And he's like, yep. By the time I flipped him the ball, Vince, by the time I get to the dugout, the people upstairs are beat me to the dugout like, where's the ball? Where's the ball? I'm like, it's in play. We need your glove. I'm like, no, you ain't taking my, this is my game glove. I'll give it to you after the game. But yeah, that's how that all unfolded.
The A's lost the game 4-1, and their only run was on a Velarde home run in the ninth inning. Smile or not, Randy Velarde's unassisted triple play is still one of the greatest moments in Oakland history.
With more sunshine returning, it's time to get outside and make the most of what Cinnabar Hills Golf Club has to offer. Like 27 championship caliber holes tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose. And take advantage of their amazing Bay Area views for your next special event. It's all for you at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club, an award-winning venue designed to peacefully take you away from the bustle of Silicon Valley. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Vinardi Zarata at 833-VZ for me, or go to VZLawFirm.com. Vinardi Zarata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland Days.
We're chatting with our guest, always safety first, 811 Megaphone Man.
Call 811 before you dig.
You never stray from your mission of letting homeowners, landscapers, and excavators know you should always call 811 before you dig.
Call 811.
Call for both small and big jobs. And two working days in advance?
811.
Any parting words? And I'm guessing they will be.
Call 811 before you dig.
Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
811.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a three-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24-7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
You're listening to the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next three visits. All righty, lefties in the lineup today against Paul Blackburn. He's been absolutely fabulous this year. The A's have won each of his four starts. Lefties are hitting just .151 with an OPS of .385 against him. Why? Well, he's discovered the changeup against left-handed hitters, soft and going away. Last year, lefties hit .289 against him. They feasted. This year, lefties are seeing that changeup, and they do not like it. This year, left-handed hitters are just 7-46 against his changeup. That's a .152 average. To go with, remember, the overall batting average lefties against him is .151. He's able, with his cutter and his fastball, to keep you honest inside, and he's learned to really go away from you with that changeup for the left-handed hitters. It's been a struggle for the Yankees. Yankees have dropped 5 of their last 8. They've gone 99 straight at-bats without a dinger. They've scored just 3. They've just scored 3 in 3 of their 35 innings on this homestand. So be very quiet. Yankees are struggling. Don't need to wake up the bats. And hopefully Paulie Winde can have that changeup going and can make it happen. Let's talk some pitching. We got Vince with Scott Emerson, the pitching coach of your Oakland Athletics, next right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Second game of a four-game series with the Yankees, and we visit with pitching coach Scott Emerson after what looked like a master's class of pitching by the Athletics, J.P. Sears, Lucas Erceg, and Mason Miller in the 2-0 victory. How much fun is it just to watch that unfold pitch by pitch?
Yeah, all three of those guys came in and executed pitches and stuck to the game plan and did a really nice job. You know, anytime your starter can set the tempo like J.P. did last night, it just makes it that much more better. And then Lucas coming in, giving a strong 2 innings and making a nice play on a comebacker. And then, you know, Mason Miller coming in, just bringing the gas. And what an unbelievable outing for all three of those guys.
I want to ask you to break down a couple of at-bats for J.P. and showing his growth. Second inning at-bat, Anthony Rizzo comes inside with a sinker, gets him away with the sweeper. Having that weapon now for the left-hander, how much is that expanding the plate for JP?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, the one thing that we've talked about with JP over the last, you know, year and a half is, you know, how can you expand the plate east and west, because that's your game with your sweeper, and then you got the north and south with the four-seam fastball that you like to throw, but you got to have pitches that complement one another. So, you know, the changeup is showing up a little bit more. Then you get some sinkers showing up to complement the four-seam fastball in the sweeper. So I think now what he's doing is he's what I call tree branching. You know, he's just got the ball moving in many different directions, and it's making hitters honor every pitch.
Yeah, to the other point is that's the at bat with Aaron Judge where he strikes him out, where he not only threw the changeup, but he backed it up on multiple occasions and then went upstairs with the fastball. You've asked him and you've talked about him gaining confidence in that changeup. How much does that continue to help him grow as a pitcher?
Well, I think really, my famous saying, if hitting's time and pitching is disruption of timing. You know, one pitch I really liked was the fly out on Volpe on a sweeper. It looked like he went out to go get a changeup, and then, you know, I had to readjust his swing to the sweeper. So, you know, everything helps all the pitches as long as you're executing.
Isn't it something, the way that
on this mound, on this stage, and what Mason did against Volpe, Soto, and Judge. And suddenly, last 24 hours, Mason Miller has been the talk of baseball. The second batter, Soto, the way he kind of stepped out one time and kind of looked out there wondering what was going on. What's that like watching that happen, knowing that that guy that's doing it is your own guy?
Yeah, it's, the things that he's doing right now are something special, And, we've been really good at having some really good closers and Blake Treinen and Liam Hendricks in the past. But this guy's got an extra gear to his fastball. I mean, he threw a couple pitches at 100, and we're like, ooh, what happened? It was kind of a joke, right? But having Mason out there and the confidence that he's gaining each and every day is a plus. He wants to succeed. He wants to be really good. He's got that, quote unquote, eye of the tiger coming out of that bullpen, and that's what you want out there when the game's on the line.
Second game of the series, and your most consistent starter is Paul Blackburn on the mound. What's it like watching a guy that really not only has six pitches, but he has every quadrant covered with so many pitches? It's like it's an infinite amount of possibilities the way he attacks the zone, watching him do that against a team like the Yankees.
Yeah, it's a game planner's dream, right? He's got every angle. He's got all the tack. He's got the speed differentials. So putting it all together is really fun to help Paul out. And then, him going out and executing, it's even better because it makes the plan look that much better. But when Paul's throwing a lot of strikes and moving his ball around, it's a good night for him. And, keep pounding the strike zone and getting ahead.
A's pitcher coach Scott Emerson joining us as the A's get ready for the Yankees. Tony, now back to you.
I want you to think about this. They got the win yesterday, and they're 9-14. If the A's are able to win tonight, it'll be their 10th victory. Last season, they didn't win their 10th game until May 16th in the 44th contest of the year. Just think about how different this year has been from last year. 10 wins could happen tonight. Didn't happen last year until the middle of May. That is crazy. Also, good to see Ruiz in the lineup tonight. I know a lot of you have been calling for that. But yeah, if you've been listening to Ace Cast Live, listening to this show, you go to New York and perform, it opens up everybody's eyes. That whole narrative about the Athletics and relocation and all that kind of stuff this offseason, and no one wanted to talk about the team, and everybody just, they're going to be the worst team in baseball. That's what you kept hearing. It's not even close. I mean, has anybody seen how bad the White Sox have been? Has anybody seen how bad the Marlins have been? If you take the Guardians out of the A's record, they're 500. They're playing far better baseball. And right now, especially after yesterday, opening the eyes of many people in the Northeast, no question about it. Coming up next, we got A's baseball. Game two of the four-game set from the Bronx. A's and the Yankees right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. And I'll talk to you after the ball game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.